Hey, good Friday, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera, and welcome to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. I'm here with a great guest today, Coach Jerry Stitt, formerly of the U of A baseball program. Now, 10 years into the Pima athletic department. I didn't realize it was 10 years. Time flies.
Time flies, especially when you're having fun, right? It's been fun time out at Pima. I came in with Edgar, or soon after Edgar became AD, and we've been working together ever since.
So. You're the former hitting coach, correct? Where were you when I was couldn't open my hips and I couldn't extend my arms? That was about 40 years ago.
Well, that's probably your problem. You wanted to keep your arms tight, Steve. You don't want to extend them too early. You
know? Well, if I can still pay for some lessons, I'll do it right now. You must have had a great time doing what you did for so long in coaching these kids.
I did. It was really the dream job for me. You know, I'd always been really interested in hitting. My dad was a high school baseball coach, and I started learning about it from the time I was, you know, 7, 8 years old. And he really taught me well. And you know, back in the day, we always had a batting tee in our backyard, which in those days batting tees were very rare. And we always had one, and he made them himself, and my brother and I always practiced the way he wanted us to practice. We learned it right.
It's probably a lot of motor mechanics, a lot of practice, a lot of getting out there and doing the actual thing. Pretty soon, in a month or so, you're going to have a big clinic here. It's one of the reasons why you're here, but I want to talk about the reminiscing of the good old days. Tell me, let's talk about the clinic first. You have some great names coming in.
We do. What I did last spring, Dick Tomey had a football clinic at Pima, and it was very well received, very well attended. And then Edgar asked me if I would put together a baseball clinic right before the high school season starts this year. And so I agreed. And then Jim Rosborough is going to do a basketball clinic, I think, right before basketball season starts in the fall next year. Mm-hmm. So at Pima. So I said, sure, I'll do it. So what I did is I reached out to every former Wildcat that is still out there coaching college or professional baseball. Mm-hmm. And it's a long list. And, you know, I just because of their schedules, I figured, I'll get a few guys that'll come. And it was gratifying, I guess is the right word, the number of guys that said they would be here. And, you know, some of them are local, but, mm-hmm. Example, guys like Shelley, who at that time was a manager in the Diamondbacks.
Shelley Duncan.
Shelley Duncan, mm-hmm. right. You know, he's one of our great players, U of A Hall of Fame, you know, career home run leader at the university.
A big power guy.
Yeah, big power guy. Really good big league career, and has just done a phenomenal job managing in the Diamondbacks organization. He was going to be their AAA manager next year, or this coming season. And he was hired by the Toronto Blue Jays to be their big league field coordinator, which is a really a difficult and important job. And so at first, when he was with the Diamondbacks, he said, oh, yeah, I'll be there. You know, I'm a Tucson guy. We don't start up there. But sure. Now in fact, I just had lunch with him and Edgar. And Shelley's, I don't know, you know, with the schedule now, with the Blue Jays, it's pretty demanding. They want me to be here, there, and everywhere. And I said, oh, come on, Shelley, you got to be at this clinic. You know, you got to get up there and speak to the coaches. So,
right. Let's clarify that, too, because I was mistaken. It is a clinic, not a camp. And right. The clinic is for coaches.
It's a coaches' clinic. It's coaches from every level, T-ball through high school, junior college, whoever wants to come and learn. And I think, I know from just this, the guys that are going to be there that are going to speak, it'll be a phenomenal learning experience for everybody. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking forward to it. Like, for example, Shelley for sure, but guys like Kevin Long, who's the best there is as a hitting coach. He's like the dean of major league hitting.
And he's
coach.
With the Washington Nationals.
Nationals. He was the hitting coach for the Washington Nationals. And, I would pay much more than $25
to listen. Yes, let's get into that. It's January 13th.
January 13th.
And we'll be here. You'll be doing this again before this event. But it's a seven-hour deal, 8:30 to 3:30, January 13th.
Right, January 13th.
At Pima.
At Pima West, right.
And let me just rattle off some names real quick. You talked about Kevin Long. Brent Strom, a great pitching coach.
I think he was the Astros recently.
Tucson Toros from back in the
right.
day.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, U of A coach Jay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Hale.
Chip will be here.
Big U of A guy. Now, he's with Seattle. Where is he? Washington Nationals?
He's the bench coach for the Nationals.
Oh, super. Yeah. George Audius.
Yeah, George.
Gil Heredia.
Yeah.
Shelly may or may not come. You'll probably get him to come. I'm sure you'll twist his arm.
I'm going to strong arm him.
Ken Huckamy.
Yep.
And Victor Solis.
Yep.
So you have a lot of great names, and you're probably getting a lot more.
Yeah, there's more. In fact, when we're coming in, I was talking to Jack Howell.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure that he was going to be here, because he was kind of tentative, too. He's a minor league manager with the Angels, and he assured me that he would be here.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And hey, we got a call. It's Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. What do you have to say?
Hey, Jerry, Rick Grinnell.
Rick, how are you, boy?
I'm good, my friend. I got to tell the story about, I think it was middle 80s, and I was coaching over at Saguaro Little League, senior league baseball or whatever, and Joe McGrain was a pitcher. And I kept mispronouncing his name, and I guess like he was going to be a number one draft choice or something that year. He went to St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. And Jerry's over there telling me how to pronounce his name correctly, and I blew it all afternoon long, but Jerry brought, you know, a lot of the guys out there and hitting and pitching and everything else, and our kids, we brought in the whole league, for that event, and it's still some of my guys still remind me of that event, and I was like, wow, that's true, 35 years ago, 33 years ago or something, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Rick, and Rick and I go back a lot farther than that. He was a team manager when I was coaching at South Point High School.
Really?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
I know Rick as well. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's
sometimes.
Yeah, we want to say he's great. He's a great one all the time. No.
Right. Hey, Rick, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
You bet, guys. See you later.
Right. So the thing about it, too, is you have these camps and or clinics, this clinic here. People remember it for a long time. And if that's what it's
they
for,
do.
It's learning how to become a better coach, and then you have the memories of meeting these guys.
Right. It says on the in info sheet that the goal is to improve the level of baseball in Arizona, specifically Southern Arizona, and the quickest way to do that is to improve the level of coaching, and that's what we're trying to do. And one of the things that we learned over the years being at the U of A is clinics like we did out at Saguaro Little League with Rick. It was a great experience for not just the kids but the coaches where they could meet these guys that were at the top of their game
right.
in college baseball and coaches, of course, Coach Kendall and Coach Wing and myself, and come out and just give them some encouragement and give them some ways to make their way of coaching better
mm-hmm.
to get their kids better.
And who better to get the information from than people who've been there, done that, and have that powerful voice of experience.
Right, right. And we, you know, with Coach Kendall, there was nobody more respected or more
revered
and more experienced than he was. And so that was one of the things that when they could get him out to a clinic, it was one of the best things of the year for
them.
Yeah,
I'm not sure revered. It's beloved. He was beloved. He was very respected man.
Respect.
Listen, you talked about the price, $25.
Right. It's $25 until December 20th, and it goes up to $40. But even $40 is quite a bargain.
Seven hours is a long time. So a lot of discussion,
right.
discussions and what else?
Well, what we'll do is we'll have slotted times for speakers,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be relatively short to give
everybody.
Yeah, so that we can get as many in as we want, but also just to stay on task and on topic, and make sure that the coaches that are there get 5 or 6 points that they can really use in their practices and in their games. And then after that, there'll be a 5 or 10 minute question and answer period before the next speaker comes on.
Yeah.
So, and then at the end, there's going to be a panel where all the coaches will be up there, and whoever wants to ask a question of the coaches that are there, they can do that.
A long day of discussion of baseball.
Yeah. So it's a lot of interaction with the coaches that are there to learn and to be able to ask questions and get more information out of the coaches that are going to be there speaking.
Right. No, great. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to KVOI, Eye on the Ball. Thanks.
Hey there, sports fans. Everyone knows that pizza is a game day tradition, and Tino's Pizza has been feeding fans across town for 34 years. Family owned and operated, Tino's has your game day covered, from scratch made pizzas to wings. You can dine in or swing by for pickup, and delivery is available too. For game day and every day in between, Tino's Pizza is ready to serve at 6610 East Tankerverde Road. Call them at 296-9656 or check out their menu today at tinospizza.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Holcock.
And I'm John Holcock.
And we're the Holcock team of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. You know, honey, some people think any real estate company will do, but others expect more.
Kind of like you did when you met me.
You keep thinking that, honey.
Anyway, folks, if you're looking to buy or sell your next home, team up with globally recognized Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage.
And the Holcock team. Call us at 520-342-6586. You can also find us at theholcockteam.com or at facebook.com/Holcock Team.
What? A free oil change?
That's right, a free oil change now through Christmas at Breathe Easy Automotive. We're confident that once you've experienced the Breathe Easy difference, you'll trust us with all of your auto repair needs. That's why we're offering you a free oil change. So check us out. Simply visit our website at breatheeasyauto.com. Click on our specials page for offer details and then make an appointment. Print the coupon and enjoy a free oil change and multi-point inspection on the house. Our gift to you. It's that easy.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on news.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI. I'm Steve Rivera, and I'm lucky to have Coach Jerry Stitt, AD now at Pima. He has a great clinic coming up in about a month. January 13th, it'll be for $25 until December 20th, $40 after that. You're trying to probably figure out how many people you're going to have. You're going to have a great group.
We're going to have a great group. Like I said, I put it out there to the guys that are still coaching or involved in baseball on the college or pro level, and had really a big response. You got Gil Heredia, who you mentioned, with the Diamondbacks, and George Arias, who along with Jack Howell, the three real true legends from Pima baseball. We got Clark Crist and Scott Stanley, who are both out there coaching, and Scott wants to or scouting. They're scouting. Scott's with the Marlins, and Clark's national scout for the Diamondbacks, and Stanley wants to talk about how analytics has changed his job. And I'm interested to hear that. He's talked to me about it a little bit, and it's
changed everybody's job.
Oh boy, it is. It really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the things that he's talked about. So
imagine if you would have had that back in the day. I'm you're a thinker. You're a thinking man's coach.
Sure.
I'm sure you would have used it. If not, you probably used it on a different level.
Right. Right. The thing that I think like I mentioned Kevin before. Kevin Long earlier, and you know he's in Verducci's latest online Sports Illustrated about the new wave of hitting coaches, and he has the most comments of any of it, and he's right on point where he says that the analytics have helped some hitters but hurt just as many. And I agree with that. It can be a career maker or it can be a career ender.
Because they overthink it?
Because they overemphasize lifting the ball. And if you start too early, like for example, Alan Zinner, who is one of the great U of A players, first round draft pick. He's the hitting coordinator for the Giants. He talks about this too. Is that you take a young hitter, you have to teach them how to hit first. How to see the ball and how to put the barrel on the ball before you teach the launch angle. And as we say, as veteran coaches say, every ball you hit has a launch angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that when you try to get the launch angle to get up above 15 degrees, you're going to be making outs when you're young.
Yeah.
Whereas coaches on the younger level, they want to score runs.
Right.
They don't want you to fly out. They want you to hit a hard ground ball through the infield.
Yeah.
So that's an example.
Right. Well, see, all these things you'll learn at this
camp. Right. I gave an example of Scott wants to talk about analytics and his job and how just the scout's eyes on a player are not as important anymore as what the kid does analytically.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm not so sure about that, but that's the way it's going. So
it is. I mean, in everything you talk about, basketball, football, baseball specifically, because it's always about numbers.
It's, yeah.
You know, hitting to the right side, left side, middle.
Yeah. Everything. They got stats on analytics,
sure.
On everything, spin rate, and you name it.
What you did on a Saturday afternoon compared to day night games, blah
that's
blah
right.
blah.
Although
you know, it's always been a numbers game. What you'd hit and against who, lefties, righties, yada yada. But now they've taken it to the extreme.
It's extreme, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah. Any other big names? I know you have a long list.
I got a long list. I mentioned Terry Francona. He said he wants to be here, but he has Tribe Fest at that time in trying to drum up season ticket holders in Ohio.
He's had a fabulous career, hasn't he?
Oh, boy. He's something.
I mean, there's Steve Kerr.
He's the best.
And you have Steve Kerr in his world. Then you have Terry Francona, who's done a great job in his world.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I told him I hope I live long enough to go to your Hall of Fame induction. You know, my wife Lynn and I went to Trevor's Hall of Fame induction in July, and you know, what a fabulous experience. So
you've had some great players that you coached, and now you have a wide net to go and get them to come home.
Right.
You know, I'm
right.
saying home Tucson, but it is their home.
It is home, and you know, I had in Keone Duran, who was one of our great players, shortstop, and his dad's legendary Coop Duran, who was one of the great hitting coaches of all time. Keone is now a hitting coach in the Pirates organization, and he just last week he said he was going to be able to make it. So, as far as the kinetic link and the kinesiology of hitting, I'm anxious to even listen to Keone talk.
I'm going to have to Google that.
The kinetic link, right? That's the key right there.
Yeah. Wow. Back in the day, it was like, just hit the ball.
Yeah.
Just hit the ball.
See ball, hit ball.
Hit ball, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Any others?
Yeah, I just added Anthony Sanders last week.
Oh, yes.
Week, you know, a local legend, and he's the field coordinator for the Rockies, and just a tremendous local.
Good kid. I covered him at the Olympics in 2000 or 2004, one of those.
Yeah, he's really a good one. Yeah, and the entire U of A staff will be here, not just Jay, but Dave Lawn and Sergio Brown will be here, too, to speak, so... It's going to be a good bunch. Yeah.
In addition to the clinic for you guys, and I guess you said that kids could come. This
right.
is specific for coaches.
Right.
But kids can come?
Kids can come. I think it's $10 for kids, high school and younger.
Who wouldn't want to listen to the guys speak?
Yeah, or meet some of these guys mm-hmm. that are, you know, and then very... top of the coaching game in professional baseball or in college baseball, yeah.
Yeah, so you should have a pretty good crowd.
Well, Tucson's Tucson.
Tucson. Well, and you know what? At the end of the day, I've always said that Tucson is a pretty good baseball town.
Oh, it's a great baseball town.
Yeah, it's a great one. I was kind of being a little modest there, but you have some very good players that have come out of this town.
Oh, yeah.
And are still developing into very good players.
Yep.
Yeah. You've been here most of that time. 40 years, I guess, in time, more longer than that, 50?
Yeah, well, pretty long.
Well,
my first season at South Point was 71.
71, okay. So how has it gotten better through the years?
Well, I think when I first started, the level of high school coaching was really good. We were blessed to have some really great coaching. And I always tell the story, my first game coaching South Point, I went up against Ray Atkins in Tucson High the year they went undefeated and won the state championship. And it was literally the men against the boys. And it was going to school in a hurry with Ray. So, but being able to be around Coach Wing for so long and for Coach Kendall to have enough confidence in me to pull me out of high school and get me at the U of A and just watch as things developed in Tucson and the number of great players that have come out of Tucson and not just big leaguers but college and guys that have gone on to be great high school coaches, college coaches, mm-hmm. now pro coaches also.
You had a ton of them at U of A, some great teams too.
We did. It was really, really, you think back about the really great players we've had,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mentioned Tito all the time and Chip as the guys who were good players that made themselves great.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell stories about Brad Mills who taught me more than I could have ever taught him when he was a player at the U of A. I mean, that's the reason why he's coached with Terry for so long is that he's so organized and he's so smart when it comes to being able to pick up things that guys on his team are doing, but better yet,
what the
other team's doing.
Well, that's a secret weapon.
It is a secret weapon, and he's so good at it.
Especially in baseball, because I love this sport. I grew up playing it. I wish you could stay longer. I know this is not you're going to come back at some other time, but you have the rest of your back.
I am, yes.
How baseball players, I think, are some of the more cerebral athletes in the world, because you have to think all the time.
You always have to think ahead.
You're thinking ahead, right?
You analyze, and we call it cataloging the thing that just happened. You put it in your mind so it's there when you need it again. But then you immediately think ahead to what's going to happen next.
Right, situational. Yeah. Everything. You know, if the ball's hit to my left, this is how you react. Hit to my right, this is how I react. Speed, slower, fast, yada yada.
Yeah, a lot of thinking going on.
Right, a lot of thinking. It's like a pool player. I always said this. You're not shooting for the shot you have. You're shooting for the shot you're going to have.
Right, and so many people say that baseball's too slow for them. It's too fast. Yeah. That's the thing that gets kids out of baseball more than anything is the speed of the game, and they can't keep up.
No, you have to, very good point, because it's not. It may be boring to some as they watch, but if you're playing it and you think ahead to what could happen, There's so many options. There's so many things that can happen.
Right, right. That's exactly right. It's too too fast.
Well, I wish you were here a little longer. We'll come back. You'll come back maybe in January, a week or two before
We can do that.
We have the clinic. You'll know more about who's definitely coming, and you'll maybe be able to push some more people to go watch.
Well, I want to encourage the fans and coaches out there to sign up when it's still $25, and let's fill up that theater out there.
At Pima West. Right. Well, thank you, Jerry, for coming in. What a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk baseball. I can talk baseball with you all the time, especially if I need to open up my hits and hit the ball better. That'd be great. Well, we're going to go to break real quick. Thanks, Jerry, for showing up, and that's great.
Thank you.
We'll see you in about a month.
Okay, thanks.
If you've been thinking about buying a home or refinancing, now is a great time. Rates are still historically low. At Sun Street, we offer a wide variety of loans, from first-time homebuyer programs to construction loans. It's always a good idea to get started early to see how much you can afford. The process is easy. Call us today at Sun Street Mortgage and speak to one of our experts at 547-2400. Take the street that leads you home. Sun Street Mortgage.
AZBK number 0907366 and MLS number 145171. Sun Street Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Mark Irvin hanging out here with my pal Ollie Farhang. Ollie, got one question for you. What time is it?
Woo! It's game time, Arizona, on December 29th at Arizona Stadium. New Year's Eve comes early every year in Tucson with the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. You gotta be there.
So I know if people want more information and they're tired of listening to us babble, where would they get that?
You run to NovaArizonaBowl.com.
Thanks a lot, Ollie and Mark. We'll see everyone at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. This is Ken Flower, an Arizona Party Rental production.
Next year's fondest memories begin with this year's Lexus December to Remember sales event. Right now, get Lexus cash and dealer discounts on all models with up to $11,000 off the new 2018 LS500. Get incredibly low interest rate financing and exceptional lease offers on your favorite models. Hurry in. All offers on approved credit and expire 1/2/19. See dealer for details at Lexus of Tucson on Speedway at Columbus, at the Auto Mall, or lexusoftucson.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track.
Sunday mornings, you can buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral on the Swap Shop. Let's listen.
Hi, Caroline.
I have some Rhode Island Red laying hens that I would like to sell. They will be 2 years old come October, and I would like $15 a piece for them, please.
That gives you something to cluck about, I'm sure.
520.
Swap Shop, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m., right before Liberty Watch.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on politics.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera. This is 1030 KVOI, Trusted News and Talk. Hey, that was great. You know, I'll tell you why. I don't speak to him very often, and I see him every once in a while, but one of the great guys in the history of the U of A baseball program and the athletic department.
He's still a young man, too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still out there teaching a lot of kids how to grow up and kind of how to live their life. See, you would have batted about .695.
You know, I was waiting for you to bring that up and say, hey, you must have remembered Bob Dio over there. He'll be in the Hall of Fame in his own mind one day.
The Cactus. What league was that in?
Cactus Little League.
Cactus Little League. He batted .595, and he's hanging on to that. Al Bundy. That's a different. Bundy.
Oh yeah, we took a dive downward. Of course, I did do the calculating of my own batting average, so I might be off. It could very well have been 195. No, I marked it out. I did okay.
595.
Hit a lot of doubles. Didn't get a lot of home runs, but I got a lot of doubles. So.
Yeah, no, that was cool. He has that nice clinic in January 13. We'll have him again later on. Always good to talk to Coach Stitt.
And that's for coaches?
Coaches.
Thing?
Yeah, coaches.
And what's the limit on that? Is he high school or a college or who's
it's
he?
Anybody coach who wants to go and attend.
All right.
But also players. He talked about players kind of sitting in and listening to the clinic as well. High school kids and probably a little younger than high school, maybe 13, 14. I don't know, but high school kids are definitely, that's $10. I'm going to go. I love baseball, so I'm going to go and listen in.
I would think you get a fair amount of, Little League and guys suck that info up.
Yeah. You know, with some great guys, you can probably maybe get an autograph or two.
And you don't get those opportunities a lot of times.
No,
awesome.
Yeah, no, it is a pretty cool thing. We're going to talk to Ali Farhang. He's coming in as well. I'm not sure how soon we had scheduled him for the 2:00. Maybe we'll be lucky and he'll show up early and we can get going with that. He's the chairman of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, and he's a part owner of the Tucson Sugar Skulls.
Was he in here? Maybe it's the morning show or?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure. And, you know, the traffic is really bad. I didn't know if you heard, Grant and Alvernon is, you know, just stay away from that area.
Oh, really?
Alvernon has always been like our own little ravine to get water to the north. And somebody called in and said it was bad.
It was bad.
You can't even get through
there. Well, Tucson, when it rains, like even just a little, people freak out in Tucson.
Well, yes.
Now that it rained a lot, it's like snow to Tucson.
It's true. We freak out in snow. We freak out in the rain. But we don't freak out with lightning because we're kind of used to that.
Yeah.
Our dogs freak out. But
right. All right. No, I've been in town 30 years now, and I still get amazed how people freak out in the rain.
You know what? I was just thinking. I have a friend who travels the country for spring training, but he doesn't come here anymore.
Because there's no spring training.
Yeah, I know. We lost that a while back. Do you know if there's any efforts to bring that back?
I know there's talk, but that's not going to happen. It's too expensive. Too expensive, and now the city's, and this is just my observation.
Right.
The city's, you know, going the way of soccer and now with the Arena Football League and the hockey, I think they're giving up on the baseball dream of bringing teams in. I know there was a talk of maybe having a Japanese team or Chinese team come in. I don't know which one to train, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm not sure that's feasible.
How is it expensive? You mean the teams don't play to come? We give them an incentive?
That's pretty much why. Yeah, that's why Tucson has been the way it's been. They give them incentive. I get into the millions.
Oh.
It's not cheap for the city.
Because they've been coming for years. I mean,
they have been, yeah. Well, it's been almost 10 years probably since they have. You know, I'm just guesstimating right now, but it's been a long time.
Everything that feels like 2 years is actually 6, 7, and 8 now that I realize. But yeah. I remember when they were back, because I think I told you before, we used to go to the Toros games I was a kid. That was a big deal.
That was showing. We had Mike in here a long time ago, a while back. And I'm talking maybe 20, 15 years ago at least, because the Sidewinders came in after that. And then the Toros returned after that. And that's been a while.
And Mike was involved with them early on, was he not?
The Toros for a long time, for like 20-some years. Then he left to New Orleans to be part of that organization and then came back, helped Sidewinders, things like that.
You know, his cousin is the Simply Bits guy. I don't know if you knew that. Mike's cousin?
Mike Faders?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, his... Brad Fader is he's a genius. Him and his partner got Arizona Entrepreneurs of the Year, and they used to own a company called Right Fax, and that was back when they figured out how to fax over the internet. It was before email, obviously,
sure.
20 years ago.
Sure.
And they got Entrepreneurs of the Year for the state of Arizona. Then they sold their company and were employees for a while. And then they started Simply Bits. There's lots of ambition in that family.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
From grandpa or somebody.
Well, you're talking about the facts. I'm going to bring back my beeper. And you know what I saw this? And now we're diverting from or getting away from,
yes,
from sports. But I saw today that the flip phone is coming back.
Hmm.
The flip phone, you know why? Because people actually just want to talk to people. They don't want to text and all that other stuff.
My father, Bill, who I surprised telling him about the game last night, I was alluding to.
You don't want to talk about that on the air. That was funny.
He went to a flip phone because he couldn't figure out his regular phone, and then he went back to the smartphone. But I told him, I said, you know, you can follow sports, Dad. You can hear the games and everything else. I mean, but. So now he's back to the smartphone. I don't know if he's watching games on it or listening, but
yeah. Hey, did you watch a game last night?
No,
kind of. No. Well, let me tell you.
I watched a game last night,
and
the U of A won.
Yeah. Well, they did win last night. They played really strangely in the first half against the Utah Valley team. They played really strange after playing well over the weekend. Were discombobulated, if that's the right word. They had 11 turnovers, didn't shoot the ball well, didn't defend well. Utah Valley shot like 50%, had an 12-point lead in the first half.
Mm.
And you knew that Arizona was going to win the game. You just didn't know how they were going to win the game. So they opened up the second half, and Brandon Randolph came out and hit four straight three-pointers, got hot. They went to him, got him back in the game, and then, you know, Utah Valley kind of stayed with him a little while, and then Arizona just pulled away. Won by 12, I think it was, or 11, 12.
Off by Randolph, though.
Yeah, kicked off by Randolph. A game that you could see that he has in him every now and again, and yesterday was that time. They need him a lot more. They're going to need Brandon mm-hmm. Williams, who scored 15 points and had 10 rebounds, which is a great sign.
Ooh,
from a guard.
Nice.
And everybody else kind of fit in. Where they should. I know Ira Lee's struggling still. Acott played better than he had been, which is a good sign. Your boy or your guy, Jeter, played really, really, really well. He played well. You know, he's kind of still kind of getting fouls that I think that are getting called on him very strangely because he's a tall guy. But he played well. So this team is still a work in progress and will be a work in progress to March for a while.
But it was a strange first half, though, huh? You say
very strange. I mean, honestly, because Utah Valley came in and they were not afraid. They played really hard, really well. So
be interesting to hear that press conference, maybe, if we.
We could do that. In fact, we could do that at the break. It's going to be very short. I didn't even think of that. That'd be great. We can go to a break in about a minute and then pull it up and then play it because it's not that long.
I'd like to hear what Coach Miller says about a strange game.
Yeah, strange game. He was very pleased with how they came back.
Right,
I asked
right.
if you read my story today. I'm sure you did not. That it was. I asked him about the halftime speech that he gave. Well, I won't give it away. So I asked him about that, and I asked him about a couple things.
Short conference? Is that
it was a short, maybe 8 minutes, if that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bada boom, get it out of the way.
The kids were like for 4 minutes, and then he was for about 8 minutes as they prepare to go to Alabama.
That was, so he did it last night, or they did it?
No, last night. It was last night after the game.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so what it happens is you play the game for like 2 hours. We wait for about 20 minutes to get the guys to come in. And they come in for like 5 minutes, and then he comes in about 20 minutes later and then does his for like 10 minutes.
Is that usual?
That's usual. I wish it went quicker, but it doesn't. Mm. He takes his time to come and talk to us. So people on deadline are very stressed. I'm not on deadline, so I'm not very stressed.
Yeah.
Man.
Those poor newspaper guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to break, and then you'll cue up that press conference after the break, and then listen to what he had to say.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
I'm Lorena with La Hacienda Family Mexican Restaurant. Today, many people want healthy options. At La Hacienda, we have many delicious dishes to choose from, like our vegetarian fajitas, mixed vegetables, stir-fried in our special sauce with mushrooms and peppers, served on a sizzling plate. Or try the spinach enchiladas, or the healthy vegetarian burritos, or the green corn tamales. There is too much to list here. Make plans to join us today. La Hacienda Family Mexican Restaurant, First Avenue and Tangerine, or at lahaciendaaz.com.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit hughesfcu.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, it's the Scam of the Month alert from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, plus the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators John Munger and Vince Robico Buckmaster. During the noon hour on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk, anywhere in the world live listening, buckmastershow.com.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on sports.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. I think right now we're going to play Sean Miller's press conference after last night's peculiar game with Utah Valley. They played really strange in the first half and then played lights out in the second, probably because they had to. And the opening question I asked Sean was, what did he tell them at halftime? Because they came out crazily good in the second half.
You know what? We really didn't get after them a whole lot at halftime. I know that might be surprising. I mean, there are times in the game where I certainly did. But I thought it was needed. It wasn't for any other reason than, you know, our team doesn't have a great margin for error, especially against a team as skilled and as experienced as Utah Valley is. They did not catch us off guard. This wasn't a situation where we were still thinking about our UConn victory or didn't respect Utah Valley. Just the opposite. We've had some excellent practices. Our guys understood, and so did we as a coaching staff, that some of the things that Utah Valley has, great size, unbelievable skill level, and they run their offense as well as any team will face this season. We knew we were in for a fight, and it was just great for us to respond the way we did at halftime. Obviously, Brandon Randolph came out and did. I haven't seen anybody do that for us. In McHale, like that since Gabe York in his senior day against Stanford. I mean, those were four big, big shots. And he gave everybody confidence. I think everybody lost confidence, from the fans to the coaches to the cheerleaders. We were all looking out there saying, this doesn't look right. And that's what a player like Brandon can do for you. But just watching him develop, let's think about his last two games. He went to UConn, went 9-for-9 from the line, did not make a three, and ended with a double-figure scoring night in spite of his shooting. And then on the heels of that, you know, he comes back and breaks the game open with four made threes. So I think you see that. I know he has scored in double figures in every game, and I see it every day. He's getting better. He has the gold jersey, practicing hard, working hard on defense. And it's really exciting to see him go from his freshman year and the role that he had and the player that he was to all of a sudden his sophomore year, and watch him grow like he has. But tonight was a lot of guys' night, but what he did set him apart from the rest of our team.
Did you look like he was ready to step back and back and back and keep shooting those three?
You know, we also were due. We were 12-for-22 from the three-point line. I think we're a better overall shooting team than we've shown. But I'll also tell you guys, if you really pay attention to the styles that we've played against, we've played against a number of really quick, full-court, half-court pressure type of teams. Georgia Southern, UConn, Auburn, our season opener, Houston Baptist. Those are teams that really get out and take away the three-point shot. Tonight was just the opposite. Utah Valley's big and strong and smart, and they tried to clog the lane. That's why we had so many charges. We drove to shoot. You got to drive to pass. But we adjusted. To our players' credit, some of the best moments in the second half, we adjusted to the defense. Guys put the ball on the floor to pass it. The ball moved better. And that's what really broke the game open. I mean, 51 points in the second half is a heck of a night.
Body language just seemed so much different too. I mean, did you have a talk with him at halftime, or where did that come from? Where he was shooting, you know, on the break, smiling, and it seemed a lot more energetic. Whereas he maybe seemed a little tentative at UConn shooting sometimes.
No, Brandon's demeanor is pretty much the same every day. You know, I can't count the smiles versus the serious looks, but he gives great effort. He plays both sides of the ball, and you know, nobody likes to miss shots, but I think in his case, he's really working hard every day and trying to not only be a scorer, but an overall very good player. And his teammates will tell you that if you ask them. So you kind of reap what you sow. You know, everybody talks about honor the process. And, you know, he is working, you know, every day at his game. And he's one of our hardest workers. And it's really translating into games right now.
To be in one of these types of games than the 30-point blowouts you've been in the past.
You know, I've said it the other day. You know, Ryan Reynolds, who's been with me for a long time, does a great job scheduling. Not everybody is going to understand college basketball scheduling in 2018. What once was is no longer in place. But a game like Utah Valley, a game like Georgia Southern, if you continue to watch these teams, they're excellent teams. And you get credit for winning if you win. Your team gets better and grows, and it toughens you for conference play. And, you know, I think our schedule speaks for itself. Our next game is going to be one of our most difficult, and then the game after that will be incredibly difficult. So I think everything's set up for us to prepare for the Pac-12 and also give our guys the most opportunities we can. We only get 13 of these, and we're going to try the best we can to have a great non-conference season. And I think where we're at right now, a lot of us in our locker room feel good because we've earned the record that we've had, that we have right now.
The other Brandon too, had another nice game too. What did you see from him, especially rebounding?
You know, Brandon Williams is unflappable. I can get on him. I can coach him hard. He moves on to the next play. It's a great characteristic to have. I actually wish I had that characteristic sometimes. You know, it's just nothing bothers him. And those types of guys, you know, they're gamers. Just like at UConn, guy walks to the line in front of 14,000 people, knocks them both in as if he'd been there many times. Tonight, he did not have a great first half. We challenged him in a number of ways, but you know the stat that really jumps out for me is he had 10 rebounds. He had 8 defensive rebounds, 15 points, played a lot of point guard because Justin Coleman was in foul trouble, and in 30 minutes had 2 turnovers. So he played an excellent game, and he too is getting better.
Liked how they extended on defense on the perimeter and made it difficult for them to take shots.
We did, and you have to give great effort to do that against them because they cut, they move, and you know sometimes in a man-to-man, it's like the running game in football. It's you know you're just getting 2 yards. Why are you running, coach? But if you just keep hitting it, all of a sudden you can wear the other team down. Man-to-man defense can do that to an offense, and you know those threes aren't as easy. The cuts aren't as easy. You know, the pressure. And I thought we did a good job of sustaining our effort. 1 for 8 from 3 in the second half is a big reason that we beat them. That's what they shot.
Your offense in the second half was stepped up. I think you shot 60%. What do you think?
We really moved the ball, and you know we had a player, you know, go unconscious. I mean, a lot of times, you know, I like to say, oh, we did this. I mean, he came off screens, made the shot, and they all mattered, every one of them.
Is Emmanuel Aycott getting closer to the Emmanuel Aycott that you want to see?
No doubt. He continues to make small steps. I thought the guy who scored on him a couple times in the second half made some tough shots. But he was right there, and, you know, he gives you another ball handler on the court. So much of E-Man is confidence. You know, you forget how young these guys are. And that 3-point shot he took in front of our bench, you almost sensed that it was going to go in because there was no hesitation. He had a good look, and I was really happy for him that it went in.
Well, there you have it, Sean Mailer's press conference. And, you know, he spoke for 8 minutes, and the one thing that I took from that whole press conference is, Bob, what would you guess?
The excellent questions of that one reporter. No, tell me.
How relaxed he is. He almost joked a couple of times. He never jokes about stuff. And he did that last night, cracked a smile or two, and he doesn't do that. He's just very relaxed so far this early part of the season.
Now, was that a little flippant comment, or did somebody get knocked out?
Which one?
Unconscious.
Oh, no. Yeah, you rookie sports guy. He just went off. He was just what is unconscious. Did really well.
Okay. Oh. We had a player go unconscious.
I'm going to leave you a group of words.
Okay.
And their context and what they mean.
Got it.
And, yeah. Like you help me with this stuff, I'll help you with this, my stuff.
With recover, or what was the word the other day? Not recover.
Survival.
Survived.
Survived.
Yeah.
Right.
Survived and unconscious.
Those are two words, key words that we need to go over.
All right.
That's very funny.
Here, I got to owe you something then.
There we go. Yeah,
now,
okay.
Are we even?
We're even. Hey, that was a quick first hour. We had Coach Jerry Stitt. Now at Pima AD, but he's going to have a big clinic here January 13th. And upcoming, we're going to have the smart Ali Farhang. He's got his hands on a lot of different things. How about these? I wonder if he sleeps. He probably doesn't sleep.
People like that sleep like 2 hours, these overachievers.
Yeah, and then they say, you know, all the smart guys don't sleep. That's the kind of things you see on the internet these days.
No wonder I sleep so
well. Yeah, me too. I need to sleep. I wish I slept. Hey, welcome to the second hour in about 5 minutes. We'll be back on Eye on the Ball. Thanks.